Okay, hello people. I'm just getting all of the buttons and switches. Turned on some air conditioning. In the right order here. A little bit of seat heat. Thank you very much. So we are on our way to no place in particular, fortunately. I have absolutely no excuse whatsoever for going out and having to go for a drive. So I guess my excuse is I am out going for a drive. So today we are in the Deliverator. Because if you're going to have a tawdry little affair, you should really do it in a little red sports car, shouldn't you? I think so. You don't really want to be showing up to the hotel room in your family sedan, like some disgruntled husband off cheating on his wife. Anyway, we are not in a sedan today. We are in a tiny little sports car. And our tawdry little affair today is actually meeting up with the Batgirl for breakfast. Because neither of us has anything to do, so we are going for breakfast. It's a thoroughly horrible day here in Vancouver. It's pouring rain. It's dark and gloomy. It's just letting a walker pedestrian go. It was not marked in Canada, but all pedestrians should deserve the same respect that Mark in Canada deserves, right? A little inside joke there for Mark. So, where are we? Yes, we are having a horrible rainy day here today. It's really kind of nasty. But, since I have nothing better to do, the Batgirl and I are going out into it anyway. Now, a couple of technical notes for you. One, my battery is about to die, so if this thing cuts off unexpectedly, or I suddenly go to a song for no apparent reason, it's because the battery has died on my recording for my mobile recording studio. And secondly, I'm trying out some different mic positions and things, so I hope it doesn't sound too horrible. Just trying to get a bit of a better product, because I want you to enjoy your listening experience, not have your eardrums burnt away. So that's happening as well. Okay, so I'm gonna have to stop here. I'm at my first quick little destination, and I will check in with you after I've changed my batteries as well. Okay. Okay, so the breakfast with the Batgirl has been had. So we had a very nice breakfast. She told me about how her visitors were going. She has visitors staying with her for quite a long time, like 3 weeks or something like that. So she was telling me how that was all going, which was all very interesting. And now I am on my way to some other lame excuse for driving around the city. What is that? Oh yeah, we're going for groceries. Right. So that's going to be our next destination. So what do I need to tell you? Now, did I already tell you that I was on Tom the Ramble Redhead show? That was last night for me, so that was a lot of fun, actually. I felt quite honored to be interviewed by Tom. I had a really good time. There were a few people in the chat room. Veritable Virgo was being a little bit naughty there in the chat room, I think. Lots of other people there, Q Sledge. But it was really nice to talk to Tom. I really enjoyed our conversation. And in fact, we wanted to talk about a lot more things that we never actually got to. So maybe we will get to that some other time. So I don't know when that's coming out. Tom holds on to his episodes for a while, but I'll let you know when it does come out, if you're interested in hearing that interview. I have to tell you about my mail. Have I complained about my mail before? I have the worst mail delivery, I think, in the city. And then I had a close encounter with the mailman that just really kind of creeped me out. I was out walking the dog, Max. So me and Max were out walking, and the mail lady was yammering away at the top of her lungs while she was walking around dropping mail in other people's box, in people's mailboxes. And I couldn't figure out, like, who are you talking to? Well, it turns out, of course, she had a Bluetooth headset on the ear that I couldn't see. And she's yik-yakking away to someone about, I don't know what she was going, miserable, some miserable life. And she was, those people can't do that, and they gotta understand, blah-bitty-blah-bitty-blah. So, and she, like, walked right past me, not even 3 feet from me, didn't acknowledge me, just ignored me, and kept yammering away in her cell phone. Ugh, so rude. People in their phones are so rude. So that was a real highlight for me, having the mailman yelling at your face at the top of her lungs, talking to somebody else. So I was talking to Tom yesterday about the American Idol show, and David, that blue jeans guy, David Byrd, who do their American Idol after show critique, I guess, is what it is. And I was talking to Tom about how I really enjoyed, like, oh, this corner is lovely here. Oh, nice and sharp, and you can really load up the front wheels. Oh yeah, we're gonna go on our little run that we discovered here today. The grocery run I took you on before. Right now I'm just about going over the bridge. I gotta get my bridge thing ready. Oh my god, there's so much to do. Sorry, it's noisy here. Listen to some noisy music. I'll talk to you after we get over this bridge. So I was talking to Tom about American Idol. Come on, give me the green. All right, got the green. Woohoo! Anyway, yeah, so American Idol. So I was talking to Tom about how I listen to his show and American Idol. So I'll watch the American Idol performance for a bit. Like, I'll watch two or three performers, and then I'll go to Tom and David's show and listen to their critique of the performers. And then I'll flip back. It's been really actually kind of interesting and fun to watch American Idol that way. I really like, I quite enjoy the show, David and Tom's show, and American Idol a little bit better. Because, you know, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to watch American Idol, because there's nobody on there that I have could care less who wins or anything like that. They're all boring, and some of them are so annoying. I don't know if I'm going to be able to watch it anymore. I might have to give it up. But then I'll have to give up David and Tom's show. I don't want to do that either. This road here is so nice and clean and long. You got long straights and then a lovely sweeping corner here into the corner, 120, 4,000 RPM. Don't cross that yellow line. You don't want to drive on the yellow line, people. The lines are slippery. Stay off the white and yellow lines. And nice and smooth. Turn in, keep the wheel there, and pull it out. Through the apex, accelerate after the last half. Oh, it's just a work of art, a thing of beauty. Okay, got some traffic here. And we're into the old rough road now. Got the wing up. That's such a nice, I really enjoy that road. That really makes my day, that little run there. It's all out in the tulies, nobody's around. Hardly any traffic. That's the way to go. One thing though, you know, Ryan Seacrest, I don't know why people give him such a hard time, because I think he's really an excellent schlocker. I mean, he sells everything so well. He's a great pitchman, I think. He's just a fantastic pitchman. And I think that's why he's been so successful, because he will sell you a bowl of shit and make it sound like he's doing you a favor, I think. You know, he's one of those guys who just has that knack for selling. So I think he does a good job. I think people shouldn't be so hard on Ryan Seacrest. Anyway, that's my rant about American Idol. So I'm gonna leave it there. I don't know what else to talk about. Maybe I'll talk to you after I get my groceries once again. Maybe we'll go for another extended grocery run drive down another nice windy road. Who knows? Okay, in a bit.
Just an overgrown orangutan. Orangutan.
People, have I told you how much I love this car? This is such a fun car to drive. Oh, I love it. It's like riding the back of a tiger. So much fun. Just love the grip of those tires. Oh, and these are my shitty tires. So I do need to be careful. We do not want to go skidding off the road with our shitty winter tires. Anyway, I couldn't help myself. I'm sorry. I had to rock out a little bit and drive my car a little faster than normal. And I don't know if I'm still being recorded because the battery is kind of sticking out on this recorder, so I don't know what's gonna happen. Anyway, I'm about to go across the bridge, so I should get ready with my little diddly-doo transponder thingamajig. And get ready to cross this bridge. So, we'll do that. Here we go, under the sensor. Beep, beep. We're valid. We're allowed in the country.